This morning in London, subway trains and buses stopped mid-route. The nation was observing a minute of silence. It marked 10 years since suicide bombers staged the worst terrorist attack on British soil. The attackers blew up 3 subway trains and a bus. 52 people were killed. More than 700 others were injured. We're going to hear now from some of the people who lived through that day.
I just remember turning the corner and just seeing a sea of people starting to leave the underground station.
At various points during the day, I had a very strange feeling that it felt like an exercise.
I'm Paul Osborne. I'm a firefighter within the London Fire Brigade. It was almost like some of our drills, some of our training scenarios that we undertake. And I remember thinking, well, that's really strange. We haven't been told of any training scenario, and this looks really, looks really realistic.
My name's Ron Dobson, and I'm the London Fire Commissioner. It was a devastating experience. It certainly changed my life forever. I'm a different person since 7/7 than I was before. There's no doubt about that.
I'm John Folding. I was the partner of Anat Rosenberg, who was killed on the bus in Tavistock Square. For some reason this morning, we got up and were in our sort of bathrobes and got ready to have a bit of breakfast. And she seemed a bit disconcerted. And she just said, "Hold me." And so we lay on the bed and just cuddled, and I held her for a quarter of an hour. That quarter of an hour, that cuddle, really killed her, because she left at 9 o'clock instead of a quarter to nine.
I was working in an office, the main room of which overlooks exactly where the bus blew up. Just as the bomb blew, everything went salmon pink. Then we heard the bang, and that in fact was the pressure wave hitting us. You get everything going salmon pink, it just distorts your eyeballs very fractionally. I'm Dr. Peter Holden. I'm a family physician. I'm also trained as a major incident commander, and I'm a flight physician on an air ambulance. My team consisted of 8 different faiths and none. We dealt with 15 different nationalities amongst the entire population that came our way. And we'd created this casualty clearing station in what was a war memorial to the medical dead of both world wars. I just hope we did them proud.
I know I'm not the same person, but I couldn't tell you how. My name's Jackie Putnam, and I survived the London bombings. I was on the Edgware Road train. When I was interviewed by the police, they brought with them an evidence bag, and they said, would I put my clothes into it? And they would collect it, the clothes, if they needed to. So I did, and they didn't collect it, and I put it in the loft. Well, last week I looked at the clothes and felt them and smelled them, and the smell had faded, and they didn't have this power that over me that they once did, and I was able to throw them away. And I felt as if a burden had lifted. It's taken 10 years, but it's a good feeling.
Survivors of the London bombings that took place 10 years ago today, the interviews were conducted by producer Rich Preston.